What is it about, Mom?
It's about the baby Jesus. We used to sing this song in school in Quebec among the tiny children. And many years later, when I came to New York, I was having a conversation with Sloan Wainwright, who's here with us tonight. And she said, I know that song. I learned it at a school in London when I was 11. So she couldn't sing it. Then we move on to the medley and go on to a song called Sab El Shi, which means hello, baby. Don't check the shepherds.
Shepherd's fire.
Brown song that's making the rounds these days called The Rebel Jesus. And it's a very good song. Martha and Lily are going to sing it. Shortly. She's sitting in her pew. We wanted to get pews on the stage, but it cost too much money.
And that was a strike, wasn't it?
Well, that's true. Anyway, last year, Emmy asked us to sing on her Christmas record, and we did a few songs, and one of them was called The Cherry Tree Carol, which, as Kate says, now has a riverboat feel to it. And tonight, Lily is going to sing it for us. It's starting to sound like the Lawrence Welk show. Tonight, Lily is going to sing.
Joseph was an old man, an old man.
forgot that you gave me slogans. Is that supposed to make me feel better or worse? What was it, Kate?
I don't know.
Kind of
I've been yelling at everybody for a week.
Over here! It's okay, no one's I'll come out of the third person, you idiots.
I didn't have enough time. We're getting bad. I can't sing. Let her yell. My 9/11 Christmas.
Thank you. I'm gonna try to sing the song. I feel terrible. I have kind of a terrible cold, so whatever. But it's Christmas time, so I'm gonna sing. One of those songs, it's kind of almost a pop song, but like, you think it's written, what is it? It's like an aria, it's like a,
oh, it's a children's song.
Yes, I know that Quebec's greatest operatic tenor recorded it, and it sounds more like one of those songs that's written by a priest or a nun for children in school, but he also sung by big voices. It's called
We're Little Voices.
What's that be of us?
The little voice. The little voice.
For the children, say.
Okay. You're the child.
Got it.
I know that role.
Three angels have come down from heaven tonight to bring me beautiful things. And they bring them all beautiful things. And then it's called Noel. It's called Noel, Noel is what it's called. And then so we sing that for a while. And then we go and change something else.
And then they said, you want these things. And I said, see what happened? And they said, you want these things. They said, no, take your stuff back. I only want the happiness of the one that I love. I'm not sure what it's about.
It sounds like the angels stole all the stuff from the church and this kind of offering them to the kids. It's like this nice golden incense thing that I have.
Covered in pearls. I think we're avoiding doing it. Let's try it.
We're kind of winging it. We kind of did it without rehearsal, then rehearsal. We might fall back again on this version. Yes.
I know it's better with me.
Okay, no.
another Noel. We're also going to be joined by Sloan Wainwright.
Thank you. really out of tune.
Is it a little slower? Is it a touch slower?
Yeah.
Does the best that he can.
song was definitely written in the, probably the 50s, like around the time of the civil rights movement.
Late 40s. 1940s or 1940s?
Yeah, because it's about Christmas and racism. Bunch of liberals. Who I love.
Thank you.
That's Tom Menier on the organ. We've left the English Christmas and the French Christmas. Now we're having a New York Christmas. A song by the great, I would say one of the greatest New York people ever, Frank Lesser.
Fondly kiss.
I once went to a place and my boyfriend taught the bass player in the band, and he's playing, and this guy came up and asked me to dance, and I danced with him. And I went sat at the table, and the guy, the next thing came up, and his friend came over, was on his way to ask me to dance, because I was sitting there bored. And the other guy said, don't ask her. So that's why I'm dancing.
That's not true. I've seen you dance, Kate. This next song is a happy Christmas song, and it's from a more innocent time, the mid-80s. It's called Port Starboard Socks. Red and green socks. The lily here. Or one day into my bedroom, and my husband coined the phrase, you're wearing ports, she dressed herself that day. Treat her best. And it starts with a little round.
Oh. and you were kind enough to put it on this record.
I don't think to bring everybody down. I'm sorry if it doesn't quite fit the mood. No, it does. It's great, but don't get upset.
Christmas is crap. It's a trap set up by Robinson's and Sears. They want your cash, your savings stash. Well, they're not getting money this year. No, I'm boycotting Christmas. Boycotting Christmas. You'll get no presents from me. Oh, Santa Claus, oh, he's a fraud. He won't deliver what you ask. You can send him lists clearly stating everywhere. So I'm boycotting Christmas. Boycotting Christmas. You get no presents from me. Yeah, I'm boycotting Christmas. Thank you.
Tom is going to play a little piece by Jacques de la Presse.
Thank you. Christmas, thank God it's Christmas. like so much more time has gone by than that. And it's hard to believe that it's all real time. I'm sorry I can't be there with everybody at Christmas to help bring the wood for the fire or carry a stack of warm plates to the table where the goose has been carved. Just I got in damn trouble again. Just like every year I get in trouble around Christmas. The rain and the darkness of November just left me feeling lost and homeless. So I went to a bar by myself to try and forget. I got nothing. No one. And I got a fight with a big loud prick jock. He left me count the stars on the floor. Every damn year is the same. I say I'll come back. I got a little bit more to show for myself than just the old troubles. We were counting stars on the ski slopes, wearing all our clothes against winter snow, scampering up the hill to steal a run on our trusty Mohawk toboggan. Later on, we watched a hockey game over beers and cigarettes. And finally lay down to sleep in those little beds of our childhood. Count stars through the wavy glass of the old storm windows.
Thank you.
Michael Brown. I guess, yes, and of course we have our guest of the we have Sylvan Langton with the beautiful Anasun. We'd like to thank Teddy Thompson, who's here.
Thank you. Turn them off and see what it sounds like.